Consumers finally get some relief from inflation as prices decline for first month since 2020. By John Carney on July 11, 2024. Consumers got the first break from inflation since the height of the pandemic in 2020. In a surprising turn of events, the cost of consumer goods and services dropped in June, the Department of Labor said Thursday. This significant decline signals a recent slowdown in inflation, raising hopes that the Federal Reserve might slash high U.S. interest rates in the coming months. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, dipped by 0.1% in June following a flat performance in May. This marks the first decrease since May 2020, when the pandemic script forced the economy into an unprecedented shutdown. The 12-month inflation rate also eased, falling to 3.0% from 3.3%, reaching its lowest point since April 2021. Economists had forecast CPI would rise 0.1% for the month and 3.1% over 12 months. After the June decline, prices are up 18.8% since Biden took office. During the same 3.5-year period of Donald Trump's presidency, prices rose just 5.3%. Prior to the pandemic period, prices rose 6.2% under Donald Trump. Core CPI, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, saw a modest increase of just 0.1% for the second consecutive month. These back-to-back readings are the slowest in more than 3 years, reflecting a cooling trend in underlying inflation pressures. Year over year, core inflation edged down to 3.3% from 3.4%, further highlighting the ongoing deceleration in price increases. Economists had forecast a rise of 0.2% for core inflation over the past month and a 3.5% increase over the year. A steep 2% month-to-month decline in energy prices drove the headline figure down, led by a 3.8% decline in gasoline prices. It wasn't all good news. Food inflation accelerated in June, rising 0.2% after a 0.1% rise in May. The index covering grocery prices rose 0.1% while the dining out index rose 0.4%. The shelter index increased 0.2% in June, including a 0.3% increase in rents and owner's equivalent rent. These were the smallest increases in these indexes since August 2021.